of the sixth inning in a 1-1 ball game. Eddie Matthews, Hank Aaron, and Wes Covington on for the Braves to face Magley. So back to action for Schaefer Beer. Here's Al.
Left-hand hitting Eddie Matthews is number 2 this afternoon. He has rolled to second base to Gilliam, and he's flied to left to Elmer Vallo. Magley down to him with the first pitch, and Matthews takes it low for ball one. One run, four hits for each ball club as we move along into the top half of inning number 6. Magley pitches again. Matthews takes the slow curve in for a strike. One ball and one strike. First base coach Riddle of the Braves doing a lot of hoop and hollering and cheerleading right now. Connie Ryan is doing the coaching down behind third and flashing Fred Haney signs. Fastball is low and outside to a left-hand hitter. Matthews count is 2 balls and 1 strike. Eddie, by the way, batting at 301. Magley delivers now, 2-1. Curveball, low. 3-1 count. Jim Gilliam plugging up the hole between first and second, playing back on the rim of the outfield grass. And Charlie Neal is just on the third base side at second. Zimmer is up shallow at third and about 15 feet off the bag. Now he goes back a couple of steps. 3-1 pitch by Magley. Down it comes. In there at the knees for strike 2. Got a full count now on Eddie Matthews. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Magley, who in right can thread a needle, delivers. The pitch is swung on. There's a bounding ball to the right side. Gilliam has it go through his legs and out into right field for an error. And digging for second base as Simone makes the throw in is Eddie Matthews, who makes it standing up. That ball did not come up. It hugged the ground and went right through the legs of second baseman Gilliam. Oh, Matthews. Pretty good scoring position, second base. Well, you don't too often see Jim Gilliam have something like that happen to him. Hank Aaron coming up. He's singled and rolled out to shortstop. He's 1 for 2. He's the National League's leading everything just about in hitting. Magley pitches to him, and the curve is low for ball one. Game time. Star Hank Aaron was leading the majors in hits, home runs, runs batted in. And he led the National League in percentage. 348. Right now sitting at 349. He's hit safely in 15 consecutive ball games, including today's game. Now Magley to the top of the stretch. Delivers, curveball, is over to knees to Aaron. The count is 1 ball and 1 strike. Down in the bullpen for the Brooklyn Dodgers, left-hander Johnny Podras up and starting to throw. Well, I guess Pittsburgh couldn't stand prosperity playing against Cincinnati. The Red Legs have just come up with 6 great big runs in the top half of inning number 7. That takes the lead from Pittsburgh. Shot on curve to Aaron is swung on, hit down to the right side. Gilliam's got this one. His play will have to go to first base to Hodges. Matthews moving over to third. So the possible tie-breaking run can be scored on a sacrifice fly as Wes Covington comes up to the plate. He twice has been up and twice he struck out. Batting at 281. At the end of 6 1/2 innings at Pittsburgh, it's Cincinnati 9. Pittsburgh has 6. Thank you. Wes Covington, a left-hand hitter. Matthews at third base, infield up tight. Pitch the plate is swung on. A bounding ball to Neal. He looks to run her back to third, makes his play over to Hodges. There's the second out. The batter will be Frank Torrey. Left-hand hitting first baseman, a Brooklyn product. Has been up twice for the Braves today. Twice he's double off the right field wall. Hitting at 279. Infield now goes back on the right side deep. Zimmer still playing shallow at third to hold Matthews as tightly on as he possibly can. It's a 1-1 ball game, and Magley in trouble here in the top of the sixth inning. Trying to pitch his way out of it. Johnny Podras backing him up down in the Brooklyn bullpen. Troy is ready. So is Magley. Down comes the pitch, and Troy takes it shoulder high outside for ball one. Magley taking a little time now as he grinds that ball around, palms of his hand, puts his glove back on, looks over at Matthews, now looks down at Torrey, delivers him 1-0, and the curveball is in for the strike. One ball and one strike on Frank Torrey. Torrey stands about three-quarters deep at the plate. Straightaway stands, holds that bat down almost to the knob. Looks at a curveball, and that's outside. Two balls, one strike. His feet planted. Magley looks forward, gets a sign from Campanella, then takes a quick glance over at third base. Matthews delivers 2-1 to the plate, and Corey swings on the pitch, hits a ground ball to first. Hodges is up with it, the race is on, and Hodges wins it. Well, Magley gets out of this one. Here in the sixth, no runs, there were no base hits. One error, and it was a man, Matthews, left at third. So the score at the end of 5.5 innings of play in this ding-dong battle. Milwaukee won, and Brooklyn has won. Jim Gilliam up at the plate now, ready for the first pitch from Buell, and he takes the curve in for a strike. Buell right back. Gilliam takes this one. That cost him two. No balls, two strikes. To delivery. Fastball, shoulder high outside. One ball, two strikes on Gilliam. Yeah, Doggett does know it. He's going to do the fishing. I'll take care of that chase. One, two pitch, swung on by Gilliam, lifted out into a very short left field, going back to shortstop Logan, under it, and makes the catch. So, one out here in the last half, six innings. The batter will be Duke Snyder. Snyder is fouled out to third base, and he is flagged to center field. 0-2, batting at 270. Ball game all side. One apiece, each side with four base hits. Buell wheels in that pitch. The curveball is inside off the belt. One ball and no strikes to Duke. Outfield fanned right and deep. Right side of the infield deep. Buell pitches a lot of fastball, swung on a foul tip. That hits Sawatsky, I believe, in the meat hand. One ball, one strike. Snyder, being very solicitous, walks back and talks with Sawatsky. Now we're about ready to go. Buell has a new ball. Count is one ball, one strike on Snyder. One out here in the last half of the six. No base runners. Score tied at 1-1. A dandy going here. Buell delivers 1-1. Snyder looks at it. It's outside. Two balls, one strike. Well, the Giants came up with two runs in the fourth inning. Drop that ball game at the end of four. 4-4. At the end of the sixth inning here, the end of the top inning, Jerry will have all the scores for it from the Schaefer scoreboard. Buell delivers a curve, and it's high and outside. Ball three to Snyder. Out of 3-1. Buell ready. 3-1 to Peyton. Snyder takes a whack at it. It's a high pop-up. Right back to second base. Red Shane Dean's back there, and so is Logan. And Logan comes on the first base side of second to make the catch. Two down here in the sixth inning. With Johnny Logan, both put out. Elmer Vallo wrapped the ball in the center field for a single in the first inning and then flied deep to right field. Andy Pasco climbing the scoreboard to rob him of a base hit. former batting at 329. Left-hand hitter. Hill comes in to the plate with a fastball and swung on and fouled away and thrown back into the crowd. No balls, one strike. Tugging at the peak of the cap, steps back in, gets himself set in batter's box. Buell ready to work to him. The 0-1 pitch, fastball, and Elmer fouls it back. Apparently, that's left leg that Elmer injured slightly. Chasing a fly ball and making a fine catch earlier in the ball game is giving him a little bit of trouble. When he swings that bat now, sort of staggers a little on it. Battle back in. Buell ready to make the 0-2 pitch to him with two down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. There are no base runners. Score 1-1. Buell to the plate for the fastball. In across the knees. Ball one. Elmer checks up in time on a fastball. Takes it low. Side to swing. Two balls, two strikes. Should Vallo get on, Gino Cimoli is on deck to go next. Elmer Vallo, one of our Schaefer Award winners of the week, swings and foul tips this ball. Pops out of the middle, Sawatsky. So Elmer's still up there. Schaefer Award winners of the week, Elmer Vallo and Big Don Newcomb. Has played some fine ball ever since he's had the opportunity to get in there. Swings on this pitch and drags a foul down the first base side. Torrey backhands it. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs, nobody on. Last of the sixth inning. Bat-wise, 16 games as a starter. Elmer Vallo hitting a fine clip of .365. 2-2 pitch to him now, and he takes it low for ball three. Full count. Visit the rosin bag. Now he's ready to make his 3-2 pitch on Elmer Vallo. Down it comes. Elmer takes low, ball four. And before we have Cimoli up there, let's pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Peter. Dial 1460 WOKO Albany, the Capital District's most talked about station, with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington.
Gino Cimoli has fouled out, and he's hit a slow trickler up the third base line, which was good for a base hit back in the fourth inning. Vallo leads off first. Buell tries the plate with a curveball, and it's low and outside to Cimoli for ball one. Gino hitting a 3-14. 1-1 the score. Buell's fastball is low outside. That's ball two. Cimoli looking around to check up now with Billy Herman, coach at third. Elmer Vallo, standing right now on first base, will take a lead just as soon as Buell steps up to the rubber. Now Buell's ready. There's the lead at first. The 2-0 delivery to Cimoli, swung on, hit off the end of the bat, trickle up the first base side. Torrey has it. He'll make the play all by himself. And up he ties the try. No runs. There were no base hits in the sixth for Brooklyn. A walk to Elmer Vallo left the man at first base. There were no errors. The score at the end of six full innings of play now. It's Milwaukee 1 run, 4 hits, no errors. Brooklyn 1 run, 4 hits, and 2 errors. Got their hits, runs, and errors every play. So let's get over to Jerry and check up on all of them.
Chicago 4, the Giants 4 at the end of 4. Hillman and Kaiser for Chicago. Crone and McCormick for the Giants. Long and three home runs for the Cubs. Lockman and Thompson for the Giants. In the first game of a doubleheader, St. Louis and Philadelphia at the end of 7.5 innings. It's Philadelphia 6 and St. Louis 2. Vaughn, McDaniel, Merritt, and Schmidt for St. Louis. Simmons all the way from Philadelphia. Rybalski and Boucher home runs for the Phillies. The Red Lakes came up with 6 in the 7th inning and lead the Pirates 9-6 at the end of 7 innings of play. Fowler, Gross, Acker, Freeman for Cincinnati. Swanson, Turkey, Flandon, Law for Pittsburgh. And no home runs in that ball game, despite a 9-6 ball game. First game of the Twin Bill. White Sox 1, Yankees nothing. End of 3 out of Chicago. First game of a doubleheader. Pearson, Champ. Boston, Cleveland, 2-1 Boston at the end of 7 innings of play. Nixon and Lemon. Williams' 24th home run in the 6th inning with none on. That's the first of a doubleheader. In the first of 2, Baltimore 2, Detroit 3 at the end of 3.5 innings. Brown against Heft. Kell and Heft have home runs. Washington plays at Kansas City. The ball game has not started. Pascual against Garver. Well, Al, that's off in the shape of scoreboard, so let's get back to the action, and here we go.
All right, Jerry, we step into the top half of inning number 7. All tied up at one apiece. It'll be the last third of the Braves' batting order. Leading off in the inning will be Andy Pasco, the right fielder. Swings on the first pitch, hits the trickler up the third baseline, foul. Pasco has grounded the shortstop, he's flied to center. Good old-fashioned pitching duel here this afternoon between Sal Magley and Bob Buell. Magley delivers and Pasco swings, rips it up the middle into center field for a base hit. Well, Pasco is on. Snyder up with the ball, fires in quickly to Gilliam covering at second, and Pasco holds on. Hit number 5 for the Braves off Sal Magley. Now coming up will be Carl Sawatsky, left-hand hitting catcher. Sitting out here in the bright, brilliant sunlight on this fine Jaffer day, 20,871. Paid admission. Sawatsky looks as though he's dived into somebody's swimming pool. Wearing those tools behind the plate today is a pretty warm occupation. That gray uniform certainly does show the perspiration. Oh, Carl standing in now. He struck out. He's been a base runner on an error. There's a throw to first. That keeps Pasco close. Down in the bullpen, left-hander Johnny Podras. Right-hander Eddie Roebuck up and starting to throw. Magley ready. Turns and throws again to first base. Pasco again in ahead of it. Pasco, who's stepped away from the plate, is back in. Takes his stance. Magley to the stretch. Down comes the pitch, and Sawatsky takes the slow curve in there for a strike. Short lead at first base now. Magley whips the pitch down to Sawatsky and just low. One ball, one strike count. Plate umpire Burkhart started to come up with that right hand and then suddenly held it. One and one is the count on Sawatsky. Nobody out, one on, top of the 7th. 1-1 the score. Magley checks Pasco at first, delivers the plate. Sawatsky swings and pats it up in foul ground. Off to the right of the plate comes Roy Campanella, and also first baseman Hodges. It's Hodges who makes the grab over near the sand. And Pasco holds on at first base. One out at the top of the 7th inning. The batter now will be Bob Buell. Bob, who has never completed a ball game here at Ebbets Field in his lifetime, pitching himself quite a game this afternoon. He's going to hit right-handed this time. He's tried it left-handed. Hasn't gotten any place. He's going to try it right-handed now. Guess you wouldn't actually put him down as a switch hitter. This time, most anything, get a base hit. They're expecting he may be trying to sacrifice. The throw goes over to first base, but Hodges is off the bag. Returns to the mound. Same thing happened with Zimmer, if you recall, in the 5th inning, and they finally got him attempting to steal. There is the attempted bunt, and it's fouled back, right off Campanella's left corn. Right down off his foot. No balls, one strike is the count on Bob Buell. We're in the top of the 7th inning, one out. Andy Pafko, having singled up the middle, is on at first base. Giving the Braves the advantage as far as the hits are concerned. They have five of them. Brooklyn has four. Now Magley ready. Looks at Buell and delivers to him, and Buell squares off twice. The bump pops it up. A bumper up in third ground, and it's grabbed by Zimmer to throw to first base. Gilliam is in time, and they double him off. One attempt to sacrifice is popped. Zimmer coming on to make a nice play, and a quick throw over to first base to get two. Gilliam covering her alertly. So in the seventh inning, no runs, there was one hit. Thanks to the double play, nobody left on, there were no errors. And the score at the end of six and one half innings play. Brooklyn won. Wouldn't you know it? Milwaukee won. Talk to us, Jerry. Talk to us.
Okay, Al. You've seen it, haven't you, fans? A fellow tries to stretch an important single into a double, and whammo, he's tagged out. Well, you might say out is a very sad thing to be. Well, that sure goes for Schaefer Beer, too. Man, you just never want to be out of Schaefer. Nothing takes its place because Schaefer is beer at its best. It's brewed only of rich barley malt, tangy hops, and other fine natural ingredients. Then you add to that the brewing skill the Schaefer people have developed through 115 years of experience, and that's it. That's Schaefer beer. The one beer that gives you the light, zesty, satisfying flavor you want, but don't always find. You see for yourself. Try a tall, cool, foaming glass of Schaefer. In fact, for real convenience, ask your home distributor to deliver a case of Schaefer right to your door. You'll agree, it's real beer. Well, the fans here enjoying the seventh inning stretch as we go to play last of the seventh. Hodges, Campanella, and Zimmer on to face Bob Buell. So let's get back to play, and here again is Al.
Gil Hodges has been up twice. He has struck out both times. Hodges, Campanella, and Zimmer. What a play little Zim made a few minutes ago. Looked as though that ball was going to be in foul ground. And just there, off to the right of home plate. And Zimmer was right there to make that play. Quickly. Bob Buell now to pitch to Gil Hodges. Whistles his first one in there, and Gil slams it out to center field. Aaron coming on in a big hurry, can't get to it, and it drops in for a base hit. Hodges comes along with a single to open the seventh. Number five off Buell. Now each side has a total of five base hits. One run, five hits for each club. Roy Campanella has struck out and he's forced a man. He's 0-2. Time is called by Red Chandy. Comes in, he wants to talk to Bob Buell. There's some activity down in the bullpen now for the Milwaukee Braves. Looking over on the other side, we see activity in the Dodger bullpen. Johnny Podras up throwing. McMahon is up throwing in the Braves bullpen. Don McMahon, a big right-hander. Roy Campanella digging in now. Hodges leading off at first. Buell comes down to the plate. Campanella squares off, fluffs the bunt, takes the pitch outside, ball one. Regardless of who gets it here this afternoon, that go-ahead run is going to be awfully important. The runs are just about as scarce as hen's teeth. Down comes the pitch. Campanella bunts down the third base side. Matthews comes in, plays the slow roller. He fires the first to Shandy. They get Campanella. The sacrifice works. And Hodges moves on down to second. Very nicely placed bunt by Roy Campanella. Coming up now will be Don Zimmer. Don ripped a single to left center field in the fifth inning, giving him one for one. Game's all over between St. Louis and Philadelphia. Vaughn McDaniel lost one this afternoon as Philadelphia's Kirk Simmons won it. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Philadelphia. St. Louis, 2 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. Well, Brooklyn can pick up some ground here if they're able to pick this one up. Zimmer swings on the pitch and hits it right back to the mound. Buell's got it, fires to first base after a look back at second to hold Hodges. There's the second out. Jim sort of topped his swing, rolled an easy one back to the mound. Well, there are two outs now in the seventh inning. Sal Magley is due to be the hitter, but it's not going to be Sal. It's going to be Sandy Amoros. Johnny Podras in the bullpen will come on to work in the eighth. Danny Amaral comes on, batting for Sal Magley in the last half of the seventh inning. So Magley, in pitching seven, has given up one run and five hits. He passed nobody and struck out six. Now let's check up here and see what Danny Amaral's record is as a batsman. He's hitting a 269. Three home runs, 10 runs batted in. Sandy standing in now. Gil Hodges at second. Two down in the last of the seventh inning of a 1-1 tie. Buell delivers. Amaral takes. The pitch is low. Ball one. Don McMahon throwing even harder now down in the Milwaukee bullpen. Hodges has concluded his warm-up. He's coming on down to the Brooklyn bench. Samaros, low, ball two. Now Buell's ready. With the pitch in there, it's a high curve ball off the shoulder. Down to Amaros, count, three balls, no strikes. 1-1 time. Gil Hodges, who opened the seventh with a single, was sacrificed down to second by Campanella and had to hold there. Zimmer topped his swing and thrown out the Buell for the second out. Pitch to Amaral, over. Strike one. Three balls, one strike. Buell to the stretch, checks the runner, delivers. Amaral takes the curve right under the letters for strike two. Sandy's tried to go off the first base. Ken Burkhart's call moved him back. Last playoff pitch. Two down, one on, 3-2 count on Sandy Amaral. Down comes that pitch, and Sandy after it hits a high pop foul. Coming back to the plate, Burkhart was in the way for the moment. Swatsky's still chasing that foul ball, and now he's got it. Well, Swatsky actually pushed Burkhart out of the way. Well, the inning is over. And for the Brooklyn Dodgers, no runs, one hit. Hodges single up the middle in center field. He was left at second base. Fifth man to be left on here for the Dodgers. There were no errors. Score at the end of seven. Milwaukee won, and Brooklyn has won.
Reminder, these same two clubs play here tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, and Tuesday and Wednesday nights it'll be the Cardinals with a series finale on Thursday afternoon. So the Cardinals in for three. The Cubs come in for five beginning Friday night. That doubleheader Friday night, a single game on Saturday, and a week from today, a doubleheader against the Cubs. All right, we go to the eighth inning in a 1-1 ball game. Johnny Podras on the pitch. Chaney's coming on the bat. Back to the microphone. Here's Al.
Well, here's the situation on Johnny Podras. It's his ball game now to win it or lose it. He's 6-3 with the league this year. He's 0-0 with the Milwaukee Braves, and a lifetime he's 0-1. So he has never beaten the Braves. Let's see how he makes out as he pitches to Red Chain Dink. First pitch is a fastball outside for ball one. Podras back to him. Chain Dink drops the ball right back to Podras, who knocks it down on the line drive. Picks up close to first. That ball almost hit Podras in the rip. Chain Dink is out. Away in the top of the eighth inning. The batter is Johnny Logan. Logan is 0-3 this afternoon. He's rolled to short. He's flied to center. Has been called out on strike. Rogers ready to go. Delivers to him. Gets the fastball in at the knees for strike one. Signs up for the pitch with Campanella. Throws a big change up and it's low. One ball and one strike. Logan crosses at the plate. Podras serves it up and the pitch is in there for a strike. One ball and two strikes. One out, the top of the eighth inning. Tied up ball game at 1-1. Parker's checking around, looking at his infield. Now he's outfield.